Today is Tuesday, December the 12th, 2017. This is a regular commissioner's court. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I walked upstairs. We're on the second floor, Brooks County Courtroom. This is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, precinct one.
Claudia Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Milton Barrios, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Precinct three, Commissioner Armando Olivares will be here about 9:30. I am Brooks County Judge Inola Barrera. At this time, I'm going to ask for about a 30-minute recess. I have to attend a quick meeting, which will take me about 15 minutes. Mr. Olivares will be here at 9:30. So let's go ahead and recess for about 20 minutes. It is 9:02 a.m. Thank you. It's 9:36. Let's go ahead and reconvene. Once again, Tuesday, December 12, 2017. Line item one, which is public comments. We're open to, can you hear me? Line item one, open to public comments at this time. Morning.
Morning. We'd like to take this moment to thank the Commissioner's Court on behalf of the Brooks County 4-H, and we'd like to present you all with a small token of appreciation. So we got some Christmas ornaments for you all.
Oh, cute. Thank you.
So that's just a small token of appreciation, saying thank you for your help throughout the 2017 year.
Okay, and I also would like to present the court with the Dinner Tonight Essentials Cookbook. They finally came out, I believe, in October. They've been for sale at our Ag Publications bookstore. Like I said, there was, of the 254 counties, 15 of the FCH agents. I was one of the ones that was elected. You can find my recipe on page 28. Thank you, Commissioner Vince. And then on page 100, they are awesome. This cookbook was geared more towards the diabetes population because they're all they follow criteria that as far as calories, fat content, things like that. So, like I said, I hope you guys enjoy the Dinner Tonight Essentials cookbook, and let me know what y'all think.
Thank you, and you, I want to let you know you all did an outstanding job over there. Laredo is very, very nice. Any other public comments at this time? Let me share some news. I just went over with, to the U.S. Department of Labor Equal Opportunity Committee, Opportunity Committee meeting, and they are at about 54% complete of the project, which means they're probably gonna, you know, complete the project by November 11th of 2018. So that project is coming right along. They have their contractors in place. Everything is, I mean, they're on it. It's amazing what they're doing. This is the third meeting we had, and everything looks good, with the exception of course, rainy days and snowy days, and that always sets some a few construction back, but they're looking at the completion project date of November 11th, so that's just, it's around the corner, that's next year. So with that being said, let's go ahead and go to agenda. Line item two, the approve of regular and special commissioner's court minutes, November 14, 2017, and November 28, 2017. Any questions on that? No questions?
No.
All right. May I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second. Second. Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item three, approval of bills and claims and payroll.
Morning, court, judge.
Morning.
Show those bills in front of you. Nothing that out of the ordinary. So I want to bring your attention to the very last page. We see that we had in the general fund a total of $63,987.74. Golden Bridge, $5,154.27. Consolidation, Fund 101, $1,051.28. Total of $70,193.29.
Questions? Suggestions? Comments? None? Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item five, approval of auditor's monthly report.
You also should have that in front of y'all. We got $23,768.77 in our health use and sales tax. Giving y'all a comparison for the other months. So we're averaging about 21, 22 grand. New employees, part-time Norma Science, JP number two, hired on 11-8. Jose Lemos, Roden Bridge part-time, hired on 10-30. And Berta Nino, Roden Bridge part-time, hired on 11-16. That's all.
Any questions? Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second? Second. Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item four, approval of treasurer's monthly report.
Good morning.
Morning.
November 2017. Did you get your
phone?
JP1, $14,531.23. JP2, $149,792.30. JP3, $92,009.08. It's JP4, $14,196.70. County Clerk, $4,290.25. District Clerk, $6,394.96. Tax Assessor and Collector, $1,291,553.56. It's for a total of $1,572,768.08. The distribution of monies as follows. The general fund received $998,531.26. The road and bridge received $301,384.88. The certificate of obligation interest and sinking $77,531.92. Series 2011, $21,229.23. Series 2013, $66,885.28. State fees, $90,932.65. Record preservation, $888. Courthouse security fund, $4,205.30. Code and traffic, $3,391.20. Law library, $385. Justice court technology, $4,121.75. Delinquent fees, $3,227.61. Appellate judicial, $55. Total again is $1,572,768.08. Under the GO county share, we received $44,002. Health use sales tax, $21,674.48. Under the certificates of deposit, we have a total of $1.5 million in general fund CDs. We have a CD under the road and bridge of $350,000 and a health use sales tax fund CD of $127,508.69. At this point, we're still reconciling our reports, so we don't have a balance yet. We can't put something officially on here yet, but we can provide that as soon as possible.
Any questions?
No.
Yes.
In CDs.
In CDs. In CDs, sir. Correct. $350,000.
Any questions? Any other questions? Do you have a motion to approve the audit, the treasurer's report, monthly report, sorry.
Thank you.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second?
Second
by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Approval of a county foreman's monthly report.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, on the, what day was this? We had a safety day in November. It was on highway safety for men working where there's a lot of traffic while maintaining roads. After the film, all vehicles and equipment were inspected, repairs were made as needed. The vehicles were cleaned out of trash, later washed. Brush crews did 45 county roads this month. Highway 1418, 2191, and 285 also. Shredding was done. Everything else is practically the same thing we do from month in, month out. TxDOT, we got 253 tons of coal mix from TxDOT. It wasn't the greatest material, but it was all right. So we used it later on. We got it one day. We used it the next day. We used 220 yards of coal mix to repair County Road 210A. We did practically all that road. We used almost all that material. It stayed pretty good. I went and checked it out again yesterday. We were waiting to see about the rain and, I guess, the snow, see how it would affect it, but it stayed pretty good. Also, we're still working on the mechanic shop. That they're supposed to come and install that vehicle lift, but they needed to let the concrete cure for 28 days, so they should be back hopefully next week. And everything else is the same.
Any questions?
No questions.
Yes, sir.
You know, we repaved that not too well 8 years ago. But what we have is we have the Border Patrol driving
on the side of it, breaking it.
Yeah, they're driving on the south side.
Yeah.
But they're going the wrong direction, which is another story at right. night, but they got their lights on. But what they're doing is they're coming up and off the road, and almost that entire road has lost that edge. So on the other side of the road, you got to, you know, it's covered. And on this side, it's broken off.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what that does, David, can tell you, that lets the water in there.
Yeah,
and it's going to
make it more problem.
So I was wondering maybe we could get a measurement, just to more or less drive it and take the I mean, how far it is, and get with the Border Patrol, just send them a letter and ask them, hey, we
I told the court, it's been a while back, and they can talk to the Border Patrol. Nothing to do about it.
Well, we need to send them a letter.
Give me some pictures, David, and I'll send him a letter.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's good. Like,
I'll send it to him.
The road's already getting narrow in there.
No, yeah, just get it for you.
Yeah, give me some pictures, and
we'll
send a letter out of my office.
No problem.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. Motion to approve the performance monthly report.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Line item 7, approval of tax assessor collector chief deputy's monthly report.
Morning.
Morning.
Okay, these are the monthly dispersed totals for November 2017. For our county and road and bridge ad valorem tax, we had a total of $1,175,000. $131.59. Our farm-to-market dispersed totals were $116,421.97. Our attorney fee remittance for the county is $3,656.79. Our interest for the month of November was $1,984.61. We had one tax certificate for $10 and one NSF fee charge for $30. And towards the bottom of the report, you will see our top 10 taxpayers. We did miss two for the month of October, so that was five for a total of October. And then we had three more pay in November, which is our number two, AEP Texas Incorporated, our number four, Merit Energy LTD, number seven, our Hillcorp Energy Company. So we have number one and number three that have not paid. So our total county remittance is $1,291,553.56. Any questions on that report?
Any questions?
No.
Okay. Our second report is going to be our current collection, and of course you have your delinquent per year from 2016 back. And right now for our general fund, we're at 56.62%. with a balance of $1,663,368.52. 56.62. So we're at half. Any other questions?
Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Our motor vehicle report is not ready. I will do that at if we do have a special meeting or the next commissioner's court. We haven't gone back our last week's report for November from the treasurer's office. They're still working on it.
Thank you very much. Do you have a motion to approve?
Right
here. Motion by Commissioner Vargas, second. Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Do we have any other JPs or line item 8? I'm going to ask to pass on that, no action on that until maybe another special commissioner's court meeting so they can come in and present their fines and fees collected and everything else. Okay, so no action on line item 8. Line item 9. Discuss, consider, and approve on hiring a part-time clerk for the Road and Bridge Department to work as needed at $10 an hour under the supervision of Foreman David Guerra. This was submitted by Commissioner Garza. Suggestions, comments, questions? Yes. That's needed. That's needed only. Will you be hiring someone for that one, or how is that going to work?
It's just no, it's going to be, it'll be Berta. It's just, I guess it's reworded to from the last meeting.
Oh, it's just worded.
Yeah.
Different.
She's just going to be as needed. I can't say she'll work all the 28 hours, but here and there, we'll try to give her, well, when, if there's not enough work, you know, for both of them to do, then it would just, she'll be off and we'll leave each other. But we'll work somewhere.
So then you're saying that 10 hours an hour that she's going to be working, it's going to flex the hours then. She might work less than 28 hours or 10 hours or?
Yeah, she'll probably get at least, what would it be, 16 hours of the 2 days. And then from there on, it'll be flexible. Yeah, because we got work for her for at least 2 days a week. But from there on, it's just that we as needed. And then for the next one.
So you're asking the approval of a clerk that already has been hired just at $10 an hour at the amount of hours that you need, or no more than 28 hours a week. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a motion to approve the clerk that has been hired at 28 hours or less a week at $10 an hour.
So
I have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares and Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
David, before you take off, you have a job description for what she's going to be doing? Have you said now whether
she's going to...
This is what you're going to be doing?
Well, she's going to be helping out Lupita, whatever Lupita does, like Lupita's out, whatever. She's going to be learning a little bit of Lupita's job.
Okay.
So we can write out a job description for her.
All right, on item 10, thank you. On item 10, discuss, consider, and vote on hiring a part-time agenda clerk who will be subject to the Commissioner's Court control. She will work 40 hours a month at $8.50 an hour. She will be paid from the general fund, the Commissioner's Court budget. She will be stationed at the Road and Bridge Department. This was submitted by Commissioner Garza. Questions?
I have a question for you. Sir, Mrs. Nino will be working for a Road and Bridge at less than 16 hours, and then sometimes she can be working under the general fund, this line item number 10, getting $8.50 an hour. Are you going to issue two checks? Because I know that Road and Bridge, we're under Road and Bridge, we get one check, but in her case, how are you going to work it out, or do I get with a payroll, see if they can?
That would be a payroll question.
Can you answer that? Okay, so. Okay, thank you.
So why would we even put a line item if we already know it's going to be her? And, you know, this has already been discussed. Does that make sense to anyone? If it's Ms. Nino, that's fine. But you should just incorporate it, 9 and 10, with that. And at $8.50 an hour, I don't know what the difference is.
The difference here, Doug, is because
what?
Okay,
so but you all already have hired her as an agenda clerk.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but... Commissioner Martinez just said that it was Ms. Nino that was going to work for $8.50 an hour.
Well, she got hired.
As an agenda clerk.
We just hired her $10 an hour for the
okay.
Now we need to hire her for the agenda clerk because she's not doing the agenda at the present time.
But you all already knew this, right? Before
yeah,
y'all came to Commissioner's Court, you knew that Ms. Nino was going to be also this person.
Well, we interviewed her, and she was the one that had met all the qualifications. So now we need to hire her and approve her at $8.50 an hour to be paid from the commissioner's court.
How much is that? How much is that? Is that budget, the commissioner's court budget?
It's
in the next one, number 11.
So we're going to transfer what? $2,500.
$3,000.
So a few months ago, I had an issue transferring $2,000, $800 from my budget, from the county judge's budget, because y'all just didn't want to go along with it. Now you're transferring, you already know who you hired for 9 because she's already been hired. You already know, it's been discussed, that she's also going to be the agenda clerk, which, you know, shouldn't be done before you come to Commissioner's Court. It should be fair. Now, line item 11, which we haven't even gone through yet, you're already telling me that it's money's going to be transferred. For the record, that's inappropriate. That's probably even against the law. But let's go ahead and go with line item 10. Do I have a motion to approve line item 10?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second. Do I have a second on line item 10?
Judge, before we approve number 10, I believe that part-time was advertised for 2 weeks. And I mean, I don't know the whole detail, but I know that a couple of people have applied for the job. I'm not, how many people apply for the job? Maybe we can how did y'all determine from 5 to whatever you all did the interview? Okay. And then at that time, you called them in for an interview, and that day y'all made the decision to recommend to the court who was going to get hired? No?
Well, it's here today.
All right, do you have a second on line item 7?
And we did advertise.
Is there? Is
we
there,
brought it to the court 2 weeks prior.
Okay. Is there a second on line item 10? Do I have a second on line item 10? Motion dies.
You want a second?
Second.
Are you going to second?
Yeah.
Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I oppose. Line item 11. Discuss, consider, and approve on line item transfer of $500 from 012050401-9000 official bonds and $2,500 from 012040190100 Jews to 012050401-8107 part-time submitted by Commissioner Garza. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second.
Second.
Second by Vargas.
All. Wait, wait. So we hired, on 10, we hired the agenda clerk without having money there? And
yes.
Now we're transferring.
Now we're going to transfer, yes. We're transferring to hire, to give her that money from. Weren't you going to buy something from that line item? Did you already buy it?
No.
No. All right. Do add a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
I oppose. Commissioner Olivares, myself, oppose. Motion carries. Line item 12. Discuss, consider, and act on the Brooks County 4-H asking permission for the utilization of the Brooks County Fairgrounds through the 2018 year, including shooting sports practices, county programs, clinics, stock show projects, validation, and 4-H county level events. Any other profitable events will be brought before Commissioner's Court. Job.
Like the item says, we are just asking permission for the utilization of the Bruce County Fairgrounds for 4-H events, such as shooting sports practices, project clinics that go on, or programs, and validations and such. Any fundraiser events that are for profit, we will bring to the Commissioner's Court on a separate line item to ask permission for the utilization of the fairgrounds.
You know what, if I could recommend, maybe if you could send us a year calendar with all the non-profit events, you know, like that we know, that would be great to all of us.
We can do that. We do have some that pop up throughout the year, but we'll send whatever
sure.
we
whatever
have.
Whatever you have calendar. Already, that you already have been doing for a long time, that would be great for all
okay.
of us. Any discussion on this?
No.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve? Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares, second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
13, discuss landfill audit submitted by August Petroli.
Judge, let's go to closed session on this.
Closed session?
Yeah.
You want to go into executive session?
Yes.
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 All right, it is 10:05, Line item 13 will be discussed in executive session. Dean, with recommendations, was basically yes. Just a discussion. Yes. Sorry. Line item 13 was basically a discussion on the landfill audit with a lot of recommendations. To be, can you hear me? 1056. Recommendations to be followed as per second session. Line item 14. Consider and act upon presentation by Mr. Rolando Rios regarding the upcoming 2020 redistricting and possible approval of retainer contract. Come on up, sir, and welcome.
Judge, commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. My name is Rolando Rios. I'm a redistricting lawyer, and I've done the redistricting for Brooks County in 2000 and 2010. And we're getting ready for the 2020. The decades keep on coming and going faster than you can think. Every 10 years, the United States Census tries to count every human being that lives in the United States, every person, including undocumented. You don't have to be a citizen. Everybody has to be counted. And they use the census for two important reasons. Number one is to apportion. For example, during the 2010 census, Texas gained 4 new congressional districts. California lost one, New York lost one, because of the growth of the Latino community especially. That's one thing it does, is it distributed its political power because of the census. The second thing it does, it distributed its federal funds because they're based on census, like Medicaid. So it's real important that we count everybody. And it's starting this in January because they're starting to get the counters and so on and so forth. And every one person that you don't count, you know, every time the census does the counting, they miss people. And who do they miss the most? Usually Latinos and the poor. And like I said, in my handout, there's a document on all the counties that were missed population. And in the valley is the hardest place to count. And so we lost about $90 million, according to an accounting firm that did the accounting. So it's real important that you as community leaders urge our people to fill out the census forms, especially undocumented people. It's a violation of federal law for the Census Bureau to share data with immigration. So they cannot be scared about that because it is a federal law. They cannot share that. We have to get an accurate count. Okay? The registering for 2020 is starting now. It's a 3-year contract that I engage in counties like yourself. It's $7,000 a year for 3 years. It's $21,000 and $3,000 limit on costs and expenses, travel, maps, and so on and so forth. So that's why I am here, and I'll be more than happy to answer whatever questions you might have.
Well, you've always done a good job for us.
Thank you, Commissioner. By the way, it gives me a lot of pleasure to see, when I started doing this 30 years ago, there were no women on the Commissioner's Court and no women judges. And now I see them all over the place. I do work for Dallas County, and the top law enforcement person in county Dallas County is a Latina. Sure.
You know what, when we look back at Attorney General opinions and all that. It just says him.
No,
him.
That's right.
Him, you know, and never.
It's really.
But I'd share.
And government works better. It does.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It does.
Definitely.
I'm serious.
I have to agree with you.
Well, I've seen it.
It's going to be in 2020.
So you're asking for a retainer.
Yes, it's the contract's in there. Like I said, it's $7,000 a year for 3 years. And
does that start? When does that start?
Next year, in January.
Next year in January. This coming January?
Yeah. We start January 18, 19, and then 19, 20, and 20, 21. It's 3 years.
$7,000 this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have a motion to approve line item? What line item was that?
Motion.
Line item 14. Motion by Commissioner Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you, Judge.
All right.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Line item 15. Sorry, took long. Line item 15. Discuss, consider, and approve adding December 22nd, that's a Friday, 2017, to the holiday scheduled to be off half a day. Sheriff, I want to say that one of the recommendations that we talked about is there's people that, of course, don't get time off, like landfill. You know, they have to work. I think we should include them.
And that's correct. That's why we're doing this. I wish the court will really consider this. It'll benefit the court. It's also be a time to just kind of get together and reminisce as to what occurred in 2017. There's a lot of positive things that have occurred in 2017. So I believe that it'll benefit all of us. We're going to correlate. I guess you can say we're going to throw a little business session in there. I think Victor left, but we're going to coordinate with the A&M Extension Center. They have a program that they want to put on, and it'll be put on while all the county employees are there because it's supposed to be countywide. So that also will be part of this luncheon
yes.
meeting slash whatever, you know. I think it'll benefit. I wish the court to consider this. Any questions? I'll be glad to answer them.
Any questions?
No, ma'am.
I think it's a good idea. I think everyone should attend. I hope that everyone attends, and I hope that the landfill will get their half day off. That was brought up in the
I would like to have the court yes. also, when you put out an email, make sure that the department heads are aware of it, and so they can kind of let their employees attend this luncheon. That's important also, that the yes. department heads understand why
it's
being
done.
And
this will be December 22nd on Friday at the
VFW.
At the VFW Hall. And this is for all county employees.
All county employees.
What time?
At 12 noon.
It starts at 12 noon, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, the court. Appreciate
it. Line 16. Discuss. That's you. Discuss Brooks County jailers as law enforcement officers according to policy and their salaries.
Okay, I believe, have they gotten their information yet? You're just, okay. But anyway, we're definitely going to lose one jailer, and we have maybe three more that are going to exit. And this just has to do with the salaries, and I think we need to understand their value in as far as being a detention officer, where they actually, not only do they take care of the inmates, but they also do other various duties. We also utilize them for transportation. And the jail is actually open 24/7. While we're off or on holiday leave, they're working. Of course, they're getting compensated for it, but it takes a lot of commitment to be in that jail 24/7. And it varies because we do have lots of different personalities there, a lot of different state of minds that sit in the jail that can create an issue at a moment notice. We deal with it. And we try not to really exert any, come up here, George, you can exert any type of complaints to the court. I would think we handle most of them. I know my staff does, and I think the last one that hears the complaints is myself, but I always concur usually what my staff has to say, because that's the right thing to do, because we're there for the betterment of the county and the citizens. And I'm going to turn it over to Commander Esparza. He did a lot of homework on this issue, or a lot of background, I guess, data gathering. But I'll stand here beside him so I can reflect the questions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is coming from, as Sheriff Martinez had just finished saying, our staff is coming up. We already lost one. We've already lost one employee because of salaries and everything. As you all know, over the summer, we were in kind of a hard situation with employees not being able to come in to work. We reached out to GEO Group for help. We finally became fully staffed. Now with that, now we're having issues again because some officers, knowing the pay rates and everything else, but with insurances and everything, it's hard times. It's very hard for them to come in on. They don't get overtime like the deputies do. They also don't get. They do get holiday pay. But in doing so, when we did these budgets, when we did all these budget cuts, we failed to recognize one thing, and that's why every time we had these meetings and everyone said law enforcement never got cut, law enforcement did get cut. And it was duly noted several times that dispatchers and jailers got a 10% cut. If you look at the last page, it shows on an excerpt from page 37, and that's coming from our Brooks County policy. The Brooks County policy was adopted years prior. When the commissioner's court actually made this into policy, I cannot tell you because I believe it was in even previous administrations from us.
Uh-huh.
And not even in Sheriff Rodriguez's tenure. I believe it was before that. So I don't have an exact date when that policy became into place. But the law enforcement office would be the corp adopted the 201K exemption under the Fair Labor Act standards for law enforcement employees, which includes deputies and jailers. So, in looking at that, during the research on it, the federal government said that jailers, correctional officers, are just considered law enforcement officers also. They have to go through the same classes. They have to be certified through the state. And the commissioner's court adopted that sometime back. So, in retrospect, when these budget cuts were done, we failed to notify, or we failed to see that the jailers were considered law enforcement. Okay. The first page is starting salaries for the surrounding areas. Surrounding areas, just about everyone with the exception of Jim Hogg, pays more than what we do as a starting. With the exception of Clayburg has an association. They also do collective bargaining. So that's kind of one that you also have to look at. Starting pay for anyone, including GEO Group, is about $25,000. Ours is at $24,000. It's $1,000 less. Okay. With that being said, with new businesses coming into play, starting salary for them as just a regular employee punching a pop, just punching buttons and dealing with customers is about $13. And once that program goes into place, I know other businesses are going to go up on their minimum wage starting salaries to about $13 to match. As Sheriff Martinez said, it's like we deal with many personalities. We deal with the public at their worst times. And we do it because we do the job and we enjoy the job. But at some point, we have to actually help out and look at our employees to keep them. We're losing good candidates, qualified candidates, to other departments. If this trend continues, I may be looking at being in the same situation that we were before in summer and a harder time coming out. With that being said, if we look at, I know it was bounced around a couple of times, at Geo Group, if we just send everything over to them, well, that loses the connection we have with the public. Because at that point, we're not doing anything for our public. We're just housing people. Okay? Geo Group charges us $60 a day to house inmates. That's just to house them. If there's a medical issue, our officers have to go and take care of them to reduce the cost. If that happens, I can actually say that in the past year, we had one inmate in the hospital for, I believe it was 5 days. Geo Group has it where you pay, they have to have two officers on standby monitoring that person at their rate of pay, and it's between $1,200 to $1,500 per day, and that's one shift. So it's about $24,000 to $3,000 for a 24-hour period, because they have two shifts. You start incurring all these other charges, you start looking at how valuable our employees are.
So what are we asking for?
Asking for on the salaries?
Uh-huh.
If this last time that we did this 5% increase, it was for everybody. It was for every county employee. So that meant that our jailers still never got back up there to their 10%, according to some of the research I had done.
Okay.
Putting them back at that 10% would be, on that second page, would be about $39,000 that we still need to locate. At 5%, it's about $1,500 per employee.
Okay.
Multiply that by 13 employees, so we come out to about $19,500 a month. We're just asking the court to discuss and just think about what our employees are and what it means.
Okay, so it says discuss with county jailers as law enforcement officers. Under policy, they are, right?
Under our policy, yes.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. You're asking the court to up their salary.
By 5%?
By 5%.
They're already at 5%?
We can do 5%, but we did take away 10 back about 2 years ago.
But you got 5 back.
But everybody got 5 back.
Everybody that we took away from.
No, everybody got 5 back this last time. Every
The deputies did not get 10%.
The deputies did not get.
But they did get 5% this time.
Correct.
Okay.
And the jailers got 5%, but they did get that 10% taken
away. Right. Okay.
Not in the budget, but we can certainly look at it what we can do.
Well, that's just why we came before the court for discussion, mm-hmm. To get you guys to sit down and get some numbers. I'd like to thank Katie for getting the numbers for us. It's imperative that we look at this at a serious nature because of they do. They're out there, working. That thing stays open 24/7 as dispatchers do, as the deputies do. So it's very vital that it's looked at with some good thought. And to make the the jail a bit better. I mean, they're always been on point as far as the commission by Chico. We do have our issues, but you know, we also assist when we can on funding to where we can fund our own projects and where we can do that. But when it comes to salaries, I would like the court to assist us in that. I think that's what the court does, assist on the funding. So this is what we just brought up for discussion. So if you have any questions that we can discuss and iron this thing out, I think it's imperative.
George, I was looking at where it says your jailer current. Okay, 5% would move it up to $25,299.75, right?
Correct.
If we go 5%, right?
Correct.
Okay. If we go 10%, it's going to be $26,504.50, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But right now, your current, so it's $24,095. I mean, $95, right? Right now. What the jailers are getting.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
John, how much do you make?
21. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with anything as long as we're fair with everybody. So as long as someone comes up with asking for something, I'm always going to bring that question up. You know, the transfer, the money, everything. It's the same thing, and we're doing everything for everyone else except the county judge's office. So that is not fair to, if y'all can't see that now, I don't know, you're just lying. But I'm all for your jailers getting whatever they need. I think they're underpaid because it's a lot of work to work with people that are you know, drunk at the time or whatever it is. I understand. But I just have to state my point. That's all.
And I know you have one hard time holding on to your jailers because of the pay. They're always going somewhere.
Well, they're vital. They're a part of the office, and they get trained to do what they do. And we have a lot of inmates. In fact, we've been at capacity for a while now. And you have a lot of people with different state of minds. They think different. Their mindset is not correct, so they put up with that also. So it's an issue. It's just kind of like a hardship for these guys. Absolutely.
One thing, it's not in the budget, so also how we do that. But I did take the liberty, because I didn't know exactly what the time was entailing until I got here this morning. I know that we received some money, and I don't even want to use regular money, because you've been using the very, free and good stuff. I like what you're doing. But we did ask the main people in Washington if we could use Treasury money for salaries, and they said no, but they said that we can use this for overtime. I'm thinking, if we can use that money in overtime and in the budget, bring this 10% back to the people. Because otherwise, you can't do it. How can you can't increase the budget in the middle of the year? You can't do that without a catastrophe or an event that follows suit. Because then it affects the country. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, well, this is why we're having a discussion. That's fine. That's a good point.
Yes. Of course. It's a hard job. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want us to
once you, we can put it on the agenda again and come up with a...
Sure, I wanted okay. y'all's next special meeting. We can put it on after the year. I mean, after Christmas. So.
We're trying to have a special meeting in reference for the ambulance proposal, so maybe we can swing that in.
Okay. In the meantime, we can get with the auditor and we can sort things out. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to bring it to y'all's attention at simultaneously, so you'll know where we're going with this, and we can. That's why it was my thought of just doing it for discussion only, no action to be taken, just for discussion, just to throw it out there, and we start filtering through it.
George, what's the exact amount that you guys are asking for 19,000?
If you go with the 5%, you're looking at, now this is just base salaries. It's about $1,500.
Right.
Okay, you're looking at about $19,500. Of course, if you went for the 10%, you're going to double that, so it's almost going to be $40,000.
Okay. But that's not...
That's not including, that's not right. fringe. Okay. Yeah, that's not fringe or anything. That's just base salaries.
And the last commissioner's report, I said my office would send out the RFPs, and we're going to do that. I don't know what, I guess once we advertise for that, we get them back, then we can have a special commissioner's court, but we'll have a special commissioner's court and put it back
sure.
on this.
I mean,
okay.
Before what? We can have it this month?
We can have a special commissioner's court anytime, as long as we post with enough time.
But I'm talking about those proposals that you...
The proposals, it has to be advertised.
For 2 weeks, right?
Probably. I imagine so. I have to look at everything. It's been kind of a crazy week last week. It was the last commissioner's court meeting that I said my office would handle that. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll put it on the agenda.
Any right. further discussion? Anything else, Alex?
No, in the meantime, just get together with August. Maybe you can
yes, that's what we're
out.
Just discussing. Mm-hmm. We'll do a little.
In the meantime.
We'll visit with August and we'll see if we can throw things, some numbers out.
Because I know, speaking with the CPA, and he was talking about salaries, meeting the salaries, that can kind of get the money.
Yeah, I think we really put the money in the ball.
Yeah, that's always the best.
Well, we just don't want to, we had issues and finally got the money resolved. If not, we can come up with new things.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Don't forget the luncheon, please.
No, we won't.
The court is welcome.
Please. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Line item 17, discussing the purple line item, transferring the amount of $3,000 from 5012-0510-8131, this custodian maintenance, to 5012-0510-8107, part-timers. Yes.
So we lose some money to get some there from the house.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Motion to approve. Motion by Garza, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second. Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all.
Senor.
What time do I have? 11:25.